This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, Tony. This is Tyler. I hope everyone's doing good, and I love your show. I've called in before, but haven't really had the chance to call in since then. And, you know, just not really anything interesting in my life going on in terms of paranormal stuff since the last time that I called. And, you know, this one is definitely paranormal, but it has to do a little bit with spiritual sort of, I don't know what you would call that. I think it has to do with like angels or something. And this is really interesting because something like this has never happened to me before. And that's what really made me want to call in about it, because everything I've ever called in about before was purely like energy or, you know, some sort of spirit making themselves known to me by, making sounds or something like that. But this was definitely a lot different than that, but still paranormal in my opinion. So it's kind of hard to talk about the whole story. This has been something that's been really hard on me because it has to do with something in my life that really destroyed me. I got some bad news about someone pretty recently, and it just, you know, I haven't been dealing with it too well. And usually I'm in a better mood when I call, but you know, I the past few weeks I've been seeing the number 13 everywhere, like everywhere. So I'll go walk around the street, I'll see number 13 on the bus or you know, stuff like that. And even online on my phone, because I'm on my phone all the time, I would see the number 13 everywhere. And I was like, well, is this bad luck? Because, you know, the number 13 is not necessarily the best luck with all the superstition and all that around it. So I looked it up online, and I was reading multiple things online were saying how that was actually a sign from angels that they are with you and they want you to give them, you know, your fear and your sadness. And that number, seeing it constantly in terms of, I guess you would call it an angelic sign. I don't know what the word is for that, if I just said that wrong, but basically a sign from an angel. Another meaning to that number, seeing it all the time, can be that something bad is coming up, like a bad event in your life, like something that happens that's not good, pretty much. And in my case, I think that's what it was trying to warn me, because, you know, for the past few weeks, I was seeing the number 13 everywhere. And I just thought, okay, you know, it's just a coincidence, nothing's going to happen. And then the night before the day I got that really bad news, I had a dream that I don't know where I was, but this woman came out of, like, out of the darkness or out of the fog, and she was talking to me, saying stuff like, it's going to be a long way home, you need to go home. And I realized when I woke up that dream, it was actually an angel. And now that I kind of think about it, it just, you know, I've never been super religious, but it was almost like they came to me the day before this bad thing happened because they knew I needed to know that they were there. Because in my life recently, I felt really alone. You know, I've been someone who struggled with depression for a really long time. And just talking about it brings back all the dark thoughts. And I've always tried to be a happy person. You know, I'm someone who always tries to make other people smile because I know how hard it is to struggle with depression, and I never want anyone else to deal with that. And, you know, just the fact that I was seeing 13 everywhere for a couple weeks, and then the night before I get this really bad news, I see that what I think was an angel in my dream. And you know, they were talking to me a lot, but I just forget most of what they said. But the one thing I remember that made me realize I was talking to an angel is, it's a long way home. which I interpreted as I'm in heaven right now, because I was in this kind of like foggy, cloudy place. And and it was just interesting. And I hope I described this okay. I hope I wasn't too sort of confusing with all the details. It's really interesting to me because I've never had a situation like this happen. Now, there was a time back in the fall when I was seeing the number 13 everywhere, and that's when I originally actually found out that it has these meanings behind it. Nothing bad happened to me then. So at first I didn't know if this time when I was seeing 13 everywhere, if it was just another coincidence, but I do believe my guardian angel was looking out for me and wanted me to know that they're there, because if I didn't have that, I don't know what I'd be doing right now. So that just kind of helped me in a way. But I've been kind of struggling lately after I got this really bad news. It had to do with someone I knew. They pretty much stabbed me in the back, and I thought I could trust them. You know, it turned out I couldn't, that sort of situation. But to have that sort of support from another place, from another realm, especially the night before this happened, that's what made me realize there is something watching out for me, and I'm not alone even when I feel like I am. So I hope this gets on the show. This is probably the deepest sort of story I've ever had in terms of paranormal related stuff. And I would love to hear this on the show and what you guys have to think about it. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.